I'm going to share a story tonight.
那今晚要跟大家分享的内容是？
Yeah, 一个故事。
一个故事。
Yeah. John 7:37-38.
在约翰福音七章的37-38节。
Jesus cried out to the people.
耶稣高声的对人说，
If anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink.
人若渴了，到我这里来喝。
And those who believe in him from his innermost being,will flow the rivers of living water.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中会流出活水的江河来。
Well, in verse 30, we know it's about receiving the Holy Spirit.
那在之后的经节，我们可以知道，就是指着领受圣灵这件事情说的。
After Jesus was crucified and resurrected.
那耶稣钉十字架并且复活。
We know that Jesus came to fulfill the salvation prophesied in the Hebrew Bible.
那耶稣的救恩在希伯来书当中有非常完整的一个叙述。
Fulfill the salvation prophesied in the Hebrew Bible.
耶稣完成救恩在
希伯来圣经预言的
希伯来圣经预言的救恩。
Yeah. Therefore, tonight I want to connect the dots.In between Hebrew Bible and what Jesus said.
那我今天要把希伯来圣经以及耶稣所说的话做一个连结。
So we can see that Jesus is the Word made flesh.
那我们知道耶稣道成肉身。
Dwell among us. Dwell among us.
住在我们当中。
He is the true temple.
他就是这真正的圣殿。
That flows out the rivers of living water.
也就是这从腹中流出了活水的江河。
And that living water gives life.
那这活水的江河要给我们生命。
Yes. So I would like to bring everyone back to the first century.
所以我想带领大家回到第一世纪。
Right. Back to the scene that Jesus made this claim.
那
back to the scene， 就到耶稣做这个宣称的场景。
到这个。耶稣宣称的在做宣告的这个场景的这个时候
，Then you will see the significant meaning of Jesus' proclaim.
你会看到耶稣所要表达的这个重要的含义。
Yeah, about the living water.
有关这活水的江河。
Okay. So, let's read several passages from the Ecclesiastes.
那我们来读一些传道书的经文。
Chapter 1, verse 2 to 3.Vanities of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of the vanity, all is vanity. What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun?
传道书一章二节三节，传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，全是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下劳碌，有什么益处呢？
So the preacher asks a very practical question.
所以传道者问了一个很实际的问题
What you labor for?
你的劳碌是为了什么呢
What's the meaning of your labor after your life ends?
劳碌的意义在你生命结束的时候能带给你什么呢
Verse 8
第八节
All things are full of labor. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
传道书一章八节，万事令人厌倦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
So human's heart is never satisfied by what they see and what they hear.
所以人心绝对不会因为你所看的、所听的而得到满足。
So in our modern time, those could be the pop song, the movie, TV episode.Or new technology or fortunes.
那在现代这个时代，可能会有流行音乐、电视剧、电影种种、娱乐的一个、项目。
Yeah, this is because not enough.
这是因为我们人心总是感到不足。
It's not because we don't have enough.
并不是因为我们已经足够了。
It is because human's heart is like a bottomless pit.
而是我们的人的心就像无底坑一样。
It's like drinking the salt water to quench your thirsty.
那
就像你想喝海水来止渴。
就像你想喝海水来止渴。
The more you drink, the more thirstier you get.
你喝了越多，你就越口渴。
Right. 5:10. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with the silver. No, he who loves the abundance with increase. This is also vanity.
五章十节，喜爱银子的不应得银子满足，喜爱财富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。
Right, we know that money can buy the security and convenience.
那我们知道，钱可以买到我们所想要的东西。
Yeah, but it cannot buy a sense of a purpose of your life.
但不能买到
生命的目的。
生命的目的。
Or the lasting inner peace.
或是我们这个永远的一个平安。
But actually, there's a saying: once your basic need and comfort are met.
那这里说到最基本的需求是什么呢？
Once your basic need and comfort are met. 你的基本需求满足之后。
你的基本需求满足之后。
More money actually adds a little to your daily happiness.
那更多的钱。增加不了太多的快乐。
So, we might heard the term saying that rich poor people.
所以听到很多有钱的或是这个穷人。
Right, there's a saying say that a man is so poor, then only thing he left is money.
那我们听过一句话说，人穷的剩下钱。
Right, that's a portrait of many people right now.
这就是现代人生活的一个写照。
Who are thirsty, empty in their heart.
人的心是非常饥饿而且口渴的。
Okay, first of all, let's jump to the passage that I'm going to share tonight.
那我们现在来看今晚要分享主题的一个经节。
John 7:37-39.
约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he said in reference to the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节，节期的最后一天就是最隆重的一天。耶稣站着喊着说，人若渴了，到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中将流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
So, we can see that in the last day of the feast, which feast is this?
我们这里看到节期的最后一天是最隆重的一天。那这里的节期是指着什么节期说的呢？
From the verse 2, we know it's the feast of a tabernacle or the feast of the booths in some translation.
那从第二节我们可以知道，这是指着祝棚节说的。
Yes. So, as the scripture said, actually there's no.Scripture in the Hebrew Bible says the same phrase.
那事实上在希伯来圣经里面并没有讲到一样的东，没有完全一样的经节。
对 ，However, there are quite a lot of prophecy about the living water flowing out from the Jerusalem and temple.
但有很多的预言提到这个活水要从圣殿耶路撒冷流出来。
So these are the dots I want to try to connect tonight.
所以这是我今天试着要来连接的几个点。
Okay, I'd like to spend some time to introduce the backdrop of the event.
那我花些时间来介绍这个事件的背景。
What happened in the last day? Why did Jesus shout on the last and great day of the feast?
在这个节期末日发生了什么事情呢？为什么耶稣要在这一天大声的向百姓宣告呢？
And what ceremony was people doing at the moment when Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink"?
那在什么样的庆典上，耶稣会对他们说，人若渴了，可以到我这来喝呢？
It was happened in a specific ceremony. It's called water libation, which I will introduce later.
那这发生在一个特殊的一个仪式，称为奠水礼。这等一下会做详细的说明。
Right. If you don't know this, you may miss the deeper meaning of this passage.
如果你不了解这些背景的话，你会不懂这一段的一个内容在讲什么。
你就 miss the deeper meaning of this passage.
你就没有办法理解更深层的含义、在这个经文里面所要表达的。
Okay, let's read through the scripture about the Feast of the Tabernacle.
那我们来读一些有关祝棚节的经文。
The Feast of Tabernacle in Hebrew is called Sukkot.
那祝棚节在希伯来文叫做 Sukkot.
And it was recorded in Leviticus chapter 23:33-43.
那记载在利未记的23:33-43.
Okay, let me read through it. Then the Lord spoke to the Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th days of this seventh month should be the Feast of the Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. You should do no customary work on it."
利未记23:33-35。耶和华吩咐摩西说，你要吩咐以色列人说，这7月15日是祝棚节，要向耶和华守这节7日，第一日当有圣会，任何劳动的工都不可做。
For 7 days you should offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you should have a holy convocation, and you should offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. This is a sacred assembly, and you should do no customary work on it.
要将火祭献给耶和华7日，第8日当守圣会，并要献火祭给耶和华，这是严肃会，任何劳动的工都不可做。
Verse 37, these are the feasts of the Lord, which you should proclaim to be holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings.Everything on its date, besides the Sabbath of the Lord, besides of your gift, besides all your vow, and besides all your free will offerings which you give to the Lord.
这是耶和华的节期，就是你们要宣告为圣会的节期，要将火祭，就是燔祭、素祭、祭物和交酒祭，按照每日的规定献给耶和华。除此之外，还有耶和华的安息日，你们献给耶和华的供物，一切的还愿祭和一切的甘心祭。
And the water libation I just mentioned is going in parallel with the drink offering. I'll introduce later.
那这个奠水礼等一下会介绍。
Yeah, it go parallel with the drink offering. 就会跟这个交酒祭。
跟交酒祭是平行的。
对。Verse 39. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land.You should keep the feast of your Lord, of the Lord, for 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the 8th day, a Sabbath rest. And you should take for yourself on the first day the fruit of a beautiful tree, branch of a palm tree, the bones of a leafy tree, and willows of a brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord, your God, for 7 days.
但是从7月15日起，你们收藏了地的出产之后，要守耶和华的节期7日。第一日为要完全安息，第8日也要完全安息。第一日你们要拿美好树上的果子、棕树枝、树叶茂密的枝条和河边的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐7日。
Verse 41, you should keep it as a feast to the Lord.For 7 days in a year, it shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate in the seventh month. You shall dwell in the booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites should dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
每年你们要向耶和华守这节7日，你们在7月里所守的节要成为世世代代永远的定例。你们要住在棚里7日，凡以色列家出生的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。
So, here I make a summary. So, about the Feast of the Tabernacle.
所以这里简单的做一个有关祝棚节的一个小结论。
From seventh month of fifteenth day, keep the feast for 7 days, and on the first day and 8th day, there shall be a holy convocation.
所以从七月十五日开始要守七天的节期，那第一天跟第八天要守为圣会。
And during the 7 days feast, you should make booths with a branch and live in them.
那在七日的节期当中，要用树枝来搭棚，并且住在棚里。
And make offering each day accordingly.
并且按照每日的规定献祭。
And the most important point is, rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
那最重要的一件事情是要在耶和华面前欢乐七日。
So we know the feast of the booths is.It's a reminder of the Israelites that living in the shelter in the wilderness of God, dwelling among them and the faithful provision.
那住棚节就是神要提醒以色列人，他们在出埃及的时候曾经住在帐篷里面。
And it is actually the most joyful feast of the year, full of praise, celebration, and hope.
那这是他们最欢乐的一个月份，在一年当中。
Okay, now I'm going to introduce you about the water libation.
那我们现在要来介绍奠水礼。
The water libation is from the oral Torah, oral law, not in the written law.
奠水礼是来自口传律法，不是在原来的摩西律法里面。
It was developed during the Second Temple period.
这是在第二圣殿时期所发展出来的一个条例。
And the water libation ceremony is actually the most joyful part during the celebration in this feast.
那奠水礼在祝棚节当中是最令人感到欢喜的一个仪式。
So every day during the feast, the water will be drawn from the pool of Siloam.
那每天这个水呢会被慢慢的从这个
希罗亚
池里面取出来。
Yeah, this water drawing ritual is called Shinhabei Hashoiva.
那这个水被取出来翻成中文的意思是这个汲水之屋的欢庆。
Yeah, that means the rejoicing of the house of the water drawing.
就是汲水之屋的欢庆。
Then, after they draw the water back to the temple.
那在他们把水带回圣殿之后。
Then the water libation will be performed together with the drink offering. The priest that pour the water.With a daily wine offering on the altar.
那在他们把水带回圣殿之后，奠水礼跟这个交酒的仪式会同时被进行。
And that's an interesting point is that because this ceremony has come from the oral law.
那一件有趣的事情是说，因为这个奠水礼是来自口传律法。
We know that Sadducees do not believe in oral law.
我们知道撒都该人并不相信口传律法。
So this ceremony actually caused some tension between them.
所以这个奠水礼使得他们那里的气氛有点紧张。
And in the Mishnah it says, he that never seen the joy of the Shinhabei Hashoiva has never seen the joy in his life. 在Mishnah里面说，如果没看过这个。取水之乐的这个欢乐的话，他这辈子其实没看过欢乐。Okay, so what's the purpose of a water libation?
那奠水礼的目的是什么呢？
First one is a prayer for the rain water.
首先第一个是要祈求雨水。
Yeah. Because the Sukkot at that time is the beginning of the rain season.
那祝棚节是雨季的开始。
And by pouring the water from the pool of Siloam, they are plead to the Heavenly Father for the rainfall in the coming year.
那在他们举行奠水礼取水的过程当中，他们就是祈求这个雨水的降临。
Let's look at Zechariah chapter 14.
那我们看撒迦利亚书十四章。
Well, it says if any of the family of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord, the host. There will be no rain on them.
这里说，凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王、万军之耶和华的，雨必不降在他们的地上。
So they took this seriously.
所以，
对这个经节很
看重，
对啊，看重。So the first purpose is pray for the rainfall.
所以第一个目的是要祈求雨水。
It was a beautiful ritual.
这是一个漂亮，
很美的一个典礼。
很美的一个典礼。
But it is only a shadow.
但这只是一个影子。
Yeah, there are about the people there actually about to see the real substance.
但他们这些人其实已经看到真实的一个样子。
将要看到
实体，
将要看到实体。And the second purpose is join the Holy Spirit.
第二个部分是要汲取圣灵。
In the Hebrew Bible, the prophet often used the pouring of the water as a parallel to the pouring out of the God's Spirit.
那在希伯来圣经当中，先知很常用倒水的这个动作，来对比，就是有关这个圣灵。
Let's read Isaiah 44:3.
我们读以赛亚书44:3.
For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
因为我要把水浇灌干渴的地方，使水永留在干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，使我的福临到你的子孙。
They are usually go parallel in the scripture.
所以这是可以在圣经当中互相对照的。
Therefore, the Jew believes the water drop from the pool of Siloam symbolizes drawing the Holy Spirit.
所以犹太人相信这个殿水里倒水的动作跟圣灵是有互相关联的。
They are drawing the Holy Spirit.
他们是在汲取圣灵。
Ezekiel 36:25-26. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you.
以西结书36:25-26，我必洒清水在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃绝一切的偶像。我要赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
So this is a familiar passage to us.
这是我们很熟悉的经文。
So in this passage, the water and spirit, they are actually two sides of the same coin.
所以在这段经文里，水跟灵是一体两面的关系。
Right. God used the water to clean us, then put the new spirit to us.
所以神用圣灵来洁净我们的心。
So in this ceremony, they are also waiting for the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个仪式当中，他们也在等待圣灵的一个降临。
So remember this point: the water and the Holy Spirit, they are kind of go parallel in their concept.
所以水和圣灵在这个经文里，我们可以看到是一体两面的关系。
Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to introduce the procession to Siloam.
那我们要来介绍这个从希勒雅池取水游行的一个过程。
Right, it's a very joyful ceremony.
这是一个很喜乐的一个仪式。
So the whole process is like this.
那这是一个整个过程的一个图示。
Yeah. In the morning, the priest descend to the pool of Siloam.
那祭司早上会从圣殿到这个希勒雅池。
Here I have a map for you. It's a 3D map.
这里准备了一个 3D 的地图。
So you can see the temple is actually on the Temple Mount. It's in the higher position.
所以我们可以看到圣殿在圣殿山上是在比较高的位置。
And the pool of Siloam is in the lower place.
那希勒雅池在比较低的地方。
So in the morning they will follow this trail to the pool of Siloam to draw water.
所以每天早上他们会走这条路到希勒雅池去取水。
And they will use a golden pitcher. That's the one on the left.
那他们会使用这个金壶
to draw the water.
去取水。
And go back to the temple.
那再回到圣殿。
And they actually through the water gate.
经过这个水门。
That's how the gate was named it.
这是为什么它叫水门。
Right. Okay. Then after they draw the water back.
那在取水回来之后。
And everyone that will welcome them.
大家会很欢迎他们。
And they will sing the Isaiah 12:3.
他们会唱以赛亚书十二章第三节这句话
With joy you should draw water from the wells of salvation.
所以、你们必从拯救之泉欢然取水。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 12.
我们来看以赛亚书十二章
2 to 3
第二节到第三节。
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
看啊，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。他们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
So they believe.The ritual they draw the water from the pool of Siloam is actually drawing from the well of salvation.
所以、他们从希罗亚池取水这件事情是跟救恩有互相关系的。
It is not, but again, the ritual is just a shadow. The ritual, 这个典礼只是个影子。
那这典礼只是一个影子。
They are about to see a real substance.
他们、将要看见这个影子的实体。
Okay, then after they draw the water back with the golden pitcher.
那他们在用金壶把水取回来之后
，the priest will ascend to the altar and pour out the water libation.
那、祭司会把取来的水、跟酒。倒在祭坛上、yeah. 举行这个典礼。
Yeah, I found a picture.
那我找到了一个图片。
So one side is for the wine, is using the wine for the drink offering.
那一边是用酒来、进行这个交酒祭。
Right, and the other side is the water.
那另外一边就是水。
Right, okay. Then at that time, the choir of Levites will sing the songs of Hallel.
那利未人诗班在那个时候会来、唱哈利路亚哈利路篇。
Yeah, that means Psalm 113 to 118.
就是诗篇113到118篇的内容。
Right. Okay. So, let's go to the major point.
那我们来、看到这个主要的地方。
The last and greatest day.
这个节期的最大跟最后的这一天。
And actually, this great day is called Hosanna Rabbah.
那、这一天呢，被称为是伟大的拯救日，或大何塞纳。
The great salvation.
也就是大很大的救恩。
Everyone in that day, Levite and Israel, actually in the previous 6 days, after they draw the water back, everyone will walk around the altar once each day.
那在他们取水回来的每一天，大家会在外面游行。
But on the last day, they will walk around the altar 7 times.
但最后一天，他们会在外面走七次。
Just like the Israelites march 7 times around Jericho.
就像以色列人在耶利哥城外走了七次一样。
Yeah, then after that, they will perform the water libation.
那在那之后，他们就会举行这个奠水礼。
So on this moment of the water libation is actually the climax of the whole feast.
那这个奠水礼呢是整个节期中的最高潮。
And at this right, at this moment,
那在这个时候
Jesus stood up and cried out.
耶稣站着大声地喊着说
He is the source of a living water.
它就是、这个活水的一个江河。
You can imagine Jesus' statement actually shocked the people.
我们可以想象耶稣的这个行这个、举动、吓到了当时的人。
Because this Jew, they knew Hebrew Bible very well. They knew what Jesus really mean.
他们、因为犹太人很了解希伯来圣经，他们也知道耶稣所说的是什么。
Yeah, that's why they shocked.
那是这就是为什么、犹太人很震惊。
We are the Gentile believers.
我们是外邦人的信徒。
Without the Jewish context, sometimes we just don't see the deeper meaning behind the scriptures.
那因为没有这个犹太的一个血统跟背景，我们并有时候不知道经文的背后的意义是什么。
Right. Why do I say that? Let's see what did people say at that time?
所以我们来看看当时的人是怎么说的。
Verse 40 to 41. When they heard these words, some of the people said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ."
七章四十四十一节，众人听见这些话，有的说这真是那先知，另有的说这是基督。
Please pay attention to that prophet, the prophet.
我们要注意看这个那先知。
It's a capital P prophet.
这个在英文当中开头是用大写的 P.
This is not ordinary prophet.
这不是一般普通的先知。
But the prophet that Moses prophesied in Deuteronomy 18:15-18.
而是被记载在生命记的
18:15-18. Moses said to the Israelite,
摩西对以色列人说,
"The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me among you from your brothers."
那神会在你们当中兴起一位先知像我的。
Yeah, it is him you should listen.
那你们要听从他。
So the prophet is not ordinary prophet.
所以这位先知不是普通的先知。
Yeah, that prophet, 那位先知。
是那位先知。
It's a new Moses.
这是新的摩西。
And savior from God.
是来自神的这位救主。
So you can see the people's response is that is Jesus is a prophet.
所以众人这个反应是说，哎，他真是那先知。
And others said this is Christ.
也有其他人说这是基督。
And at that time, the Pharisees, they are not happy about it.
那法利赛人对这件事情非常的不开心。
So they send the temple guard try to arrest Jesus.
所以他们吩咐这个圣殿的差役要来抓耶稣。
But those temple guard come back to Pharisee with empty-handed.
但他们却空手回到法利赛人那边。
So the Pharisee asked, "Why did you not bring him?"
所以法利赛人问他们说，为什么没有将他带过来呢？
The temple guard answered, "No one ever spoke like this man."
那差役回答说，从来没有人像他这样说话的。
They are shocked, they are surprised.
他们很震惊。
Yeah, so because they know what Jesus means.
所以我们可以知道耶稣的意思是什么。
Yeah, this Jew knows what Jesus means.
这些犹太人知道耶稣的意思。
By pouring out the water drawn from the pool of Siloam during the water libation, this Jew actually hoped for the Holy Spirit.
那在他们从希罗亚池把水取出来进行这个殿水礼的时候，他们也期待能够领受这个圣灵。
And at that time, Jesus said, "I am the source of living water."
那在这个时候，耶稣就说，我是那活水的江河。
Which means he is the well of salvation in Isaiah 12:3.
那也就是说，他就是以赛亚书12:3所讲到的这个水。
Yeah, the well of salvation.
就是这个救恩的道路。
Yeah. So why did Jesus say that?
那为什么耶稣说这些呢？
He actually fulfilled the prophecy from the Hebrew Bible.
他应验了希伯来圣经所说的话。
So let's look at several passages. That's why he said, "As the scripture said."
那我们来看一些这个经文记载的内容。
That's why Jesus said, "As the scripture said."
也就是为什么耶稣说，就如经上所记。
Okay. The first one is Ezekiel 47.
那第一个是在以西结书47章。
Verse 1. We know that in verse Ezekiel 47, God shows a vision to Ezekiel where the water flowed out from the temple.
那我们知道，在以西结书47章里面，神给以西结先知看了一个异象，是水从圣殿当中流出来。
Yeah, in verse 1, then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water floating from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was floating from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar.
第一节，他带我回到殿门，看哪，有水从殿的门槛下面往东流出，因为这殿是朝东的，水从殿的侧面，就是右边，从祭坛的南边往下流。
Let's jump to verse 7 and 9.
我们跳到第七节到第九节。
I just read the important scripture to save the time. And it will come about that every living creature which is sown in every place where the rivers go will live, and there will be very many fish, for this water goes there, and the others become fresh. So everything will live where the rivers go.
那我们这边念比较重要的经文，这两条河所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必存活。这水流到哪里，使那里的水变淡。因此那里有极多的鱼，这河水所到之处，百物都必存活。
Yeah, oh, by the way, it mentioned about the Sea of Araba, that means a dead sea.
这里提到这个亚拉巴海，就是死海。
We know there's no life.
我们知道那里是没有任何生物存在的。
However, the water flowing out from the temple, what does it do?
然而，这水从圣殿流出来，发生了什么事情呢？
The water brings life to where it flows.
那水将生命带到它所流之处。
Yes, that's significant.
这是很重要的。
Zechariah chapter 13.
撒迦利亚书十三章。
There are similar visions.
那里有一个类似的一个记载和预言。
Verse 1, in that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sins and for uncleanness.
在那日因罪恶与污秽的缘故，必有一泉源为大卫家与耶路撒冷的居民而开。
Verse 8 and 9, and in that day, it shall be that living water shall flow.Floating from Jerusalem, half of them toward Eastern Sea and half them toward Western Sea. In both summer and winter, it shall occur. And the Lord shall be the king over all the earth. In that day, it shall be the Lord as one, and his name one.
第八节到第九节，在那日必有活水从耶路撒冷出来，一半往东海流，一半往西海流，东下都是如此。耶和华要做全地的王，那日耶和华必为独一无二，他的名也是独一无二。
So Zechariah prophesied there will be a fountain of forgiveness floating out from Jerusalem.
所以这预言说有活水，有这个
有一个那个
赦罪的泉源会从耶路撒冷流出来。
Where's Jerusalem?
那耶路撒冷在哪里呢
？It's where the temple is.
就是圣殿所在的地方。
Yeah, so also floating out from the temple.
所以这也是从圣殿所流出来的。
So by those passages, we know what actually Jesus declared.
所以了解这些经文之后，我们要来看一下耶稣的宣告。
Who can make this declaration?
谁能做这些宣告呢？
The river of life that Ezekiel saw no longer flow from the stone temple, but from me. That's Jesus that proclaimed.
那以西结所看到的那个生命之河，不再从石头所建的这个圣殿流出，而是从耶稣，也就是这位真正的圣殿所流出。
So Jesus telling the people, He is the true and new temple.
所以耶稣告诉百姓，我就是这个真正而且新的圣殿。
And from the passage from Zechariah,
那从撒迦利亚书的经文当中
，Jesus is telling the people, "I am the fountain of the forgiveness that Zechariah spoke of."
耶稣告诉大家说，我就是这个赦罪洁净的泉源。
I am the source of a forgiveness and purification.
我就是赦罪以及这个洁净的一个根源。
The Holy Spirit is the living water of the last day, and those who believe in me will become a channel of living water.
圣灵就是末世的活水，凡信的人都会被称为都成为是活水的管道。
So these people know who can make this proclaim.
那
这些群众之。
这些群众明白谁能够做这些宣告。
Only God Himself.
只有神自己。
So Jesus is telling the people that He is God made flesh.
所以耶稣告诉他们，我就是神道成肉身的。
And I think we all know that in John chapter 4, when Jesus spoke to the woman of the Samaritan.
那我们可以从约翰福音第四章知道，当耶稣遇到这个撒玛利亚的妇人，
He also tell her,
他一样告诉她，
Whoever drink the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
那凡喝我所赐的水必永远不渴。
But the water that I give him will become in him a fountain of the water spring up into everlasting life.
那这个水会成为一个永远的一个泉源，滋涌到永生。
Right, so you can see Jesus proclaimed actually consistent.
所以我们可以看到耶稣的宣告是一致的。
He is the source of the living water.
他就是活水的一个根源。
And the people who believe in him like us.Become the channel of the living water.
那凡信他人就会成为这个活水的一个管道。
So, that's why in John chapter 2,
那也就是为什么在约翰福音第二章，
Jesus said, He is the temple.
耶稣会说，我就是圣殿。
At that time, he was debating with the religious leader.
那时他跟宗教领袖在辩论。
And he told them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
他说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再把它建起来。”
But those Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?"
犹太人回答说：“这个殿花了46年才盖成的，你要花3天就把它重建完成吗？”
But the apostle knows Jesus was speaking of his body.
那当然，我们知道耶稣是指着他的身体所说的。
Yeah, and it did happen. So we know that Jesus is the new temple.
所以我们从这里就知道，耶稣就是这个新的圣殿。
Also, the source of a living water.
并且是活水的泉源。
And the disciples understand the meaning of the temple prophecy and address that in several passages in the New Testament.
那使徒们也明白这一点，并且在许多的一个。圣经的书卷当中也提到这件事情。
在新约书信中也提到，很多地方提到。
在新约圣经当中也很多地方都提到。
So let's see how Paul talked about us.
所以我们来看保罗怎么跟我们说的。
Individually or collectively, we are also the new temple.
从我们个人来讲，或是我们整体来说，我们都是这个新的圣殿。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18 to 20, Paul is warning the believer flee from the sexual immorality.
那在哥林多前书的6:18-20，他要百姓他要信徒远避这个淫行。
Right, look at what he said. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God?
保罗说：“你们岂不知道你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里面的。”
So this.Did you see this statement is actually complied to what Jesus is saying?
So we 来看这个这段话来对应耶稣刚才所说的。
The believer like us, we believe in Jesus, so we drink the water from Jesus.
我们这些信徒是喝这个从耶稣所流出来的水。
And He is the source, He is the fountain.
他就是这个活水的一个泉源。
The living water.Flows through us.
是流向我们的活水。
Yeah, we are the channel.
我们是这个活水的管道。
The Holy Spirit comes from Jesus and flows through us to the world.
圣灵从神流向我们，并且从我们流向世界。
What's the purpose?
这个目的是什么呢？
Glorify God.
是荣耀神。
Okay. Now, look at what Jesus said.
所以我们来看耶稣说什么。
He said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
说人若渴了，到我这里来喝。
Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Jesus' invitation is quite easy. Come and drink.
耶稣所说的话很清楚，就是来并且喝。
But what is the key word?
但是关键字是什么呢？
Believe.
相信。
Believe.
相信。
To drink from Jesus, you have to believe.
我们要到耶稣那里喝，并且相信。
You have to believe that Jesus is the source of the living water.
我们要相信耶稣就是活水的泉源。
He is the Word made flesh.
他是神道成肉身。
Manifestation of the God.
并且是神在肉身的一个彰显。
When we see Him, we see God.
我们看见耶稣就是看见神。
So to drink from Him means we actively receive the Spirit of God into our soul.
所以到耶稣那里去喝，就是说我们领受圣灵。
Yeah, actively receive the God.
并且
to live in our soul.
并且
that means our daily life we should live according to Holy Spirit.
我们的日常生活要按着圣灵的意思而活
，Live by the Spirit，
要为圣灵而活。
Okay, when is this prophecy fulfilled?
那这个预言什么时候应验呢
？Some people may think in the future.
有些人想说，一定是在未来。
No,
并不是的。
It already happened.
已经有了。
Yeah, it already fulfilled.
已经应验了。
2000 years ago.
在2000年前
the prophecy fulfillment.
这预言已经成就了
I think we all know that in Acts chapter 2
我们都知道已经在这个使徒行传第二章
Right Before Jesus ascending to the heaven
在耶稣被接升天之前
He told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem
他吩咐门徒要在耶路撒冷等候
So the miracle happened during the Pentecost
所以在五旬节的时候，这个神迹就发生了。
The Holy Spirit descended to those believers.
圣灵降临在凡信耶稣的人身上。
They received the Holy Spirit and start to speak in tongues.
他们领受圣灵，并且开始说起这个灵言。
So this is the fulfillment that Jesus claimed in John chapter 7.
所以这跟耶稣在约翰福音第七章所宣告的内容是一致的。
It's the fulfillment of the prophecy that God poured out the Spirit to the believers.
那这个预言成就在于神要将这个灵浇灌凡有血气的。
In Acts chapter 2, it quotes the book of Joel.
那在约翰使徒行传第二章当中引用了约珥书的内容。
And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh.
神说在末后的日子我要将我的灵浇灌凡血肉之躯的
And on my maidservant and on my maidservant I will pour out my spirit in those days
在那些日子我要把我的灵浇灌甚至给我的仆人和婢女
So during the Pentecost God fulfilled the prophecy that poured out the spirit on the believer
所以在五旬节的时候神将圣灵降临在凡信他的人身上
So, tonight what I want to share is if you understand the backdrop of the John chapter 7 when Jesus proclaimed he is the source of a living water, then you can see this deeper meaning.
So, 今天晚上说的是如果我们能够理解耶稣在约翰福音七章里面所说的那我们就可以理解这一切的内容。
Okay. Now, about falling out of the living water.
那有关这个流出活水。
There are different translations about John chapter 7 verse 38.
那有这个约翰福音七章三十八节有许多不同的翻译。
For example, I list the 和合本、现代中文译本、New King James and NASB.
那这边列出四种和合本、现代中文译本、NKJV 跟 NASB.
Right. For example, in 现代中文译本。The translation is heart.
那比如说在现代中文译本是翻成心。
And New King James is also heart.
那 NKJV 也是翻成心。
And in New American Standard Bible, it's innermost being.
那 NSB 是翻成这个内在。
No matter which translation, it actually means from your heart, from your mind, from your soul, from the deep inside your heart.
那不论是哪一种翻译的版本，都是指着在我们心中，在我们这个心灵里面。
Well, I personally like NASB better.
那我个人比较喜欢 NASB 的版本。
It means live a new life, lead by the Holy Spirit.
这是指着说我们要 活出一个新的生命。
From the most innermost，
从我们最内在的我们的自我。
Yeah, that means the whole body, your full soul。
也就是我们整个身体，我们整个灵魂。
Yeah, let's look at several passages in Romans that Paul also tells about the same thing. How do we do as a temple of the Holy Spirit?
那我们再看一些经文，在罗马书当中，保罗告诉我们该如何来经营我们这个圣殿。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4。
罗马书六章四节。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that as just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in the newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，是要我们信所有人都有新生的样子，像基督借着父的荣耀从死人中复活一样。
I think most of us has received the baptism.
我们大多数都已经受洗了。
After we come out from the water,
在我们从水里起来的时候，
we are the new man.
我们就成为新人。
So we should walk in the newness of life.
所以我们要活出新人的样式。
Because our old man already buried with the death of the Jesus.
因为我们的旧人已经和神和耶稣一同埋葬了。
借着他的死。
借着他的死一起埋葬了。
And Romans chapter 7, 6.
还有罗马书七章六节。
But now we have been released from the Lord, having died to that by which we were bounded, so that we serve in the newness.Of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter.
罗马书七章六节，但如今我们既然在捆绑我们的律法上死了，就从律法中解脱，使我们服侍主，要按着圣灵的新样，不按着以往的旧样。
Yeah, so you can see that Paul keep reminding us, walk in the newness of life with the guidance of a spirit.
所以保罗一直提醒我们要活出这个新人依靠圣灵。
And then, what is the newness of spirit?
那圣灵的新样是什么样子呢？
I found an example.
我找到一个例子。
Yeah, Isaiah chapter 58.
在以赛亚书五十八章。
I read the verse 9 to 10 first.
我读第九节和第十节。
If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness.If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul,
你若从你中间除掉众恶和指摘人的指头，并发恶言的事，向饥的人施怜悯，使困苦的人得满足。
Well, it's talking. Actually, this passage was talking to the religious leader.
那这段其实是对宗教领袖们说的。
But we can see what God wants them to do.
我们可以看到神希望他们做什么？
They should have mercy.
要有怜悯。
Yeah. So let's follow the guidance of Holy Spirit. We should do this if you follow the guidance of Holy Spirit.
所以我们应该顺从圣灵，并且按照神所吩咐的而行。
And if you do this, let's look at verse 11.
如果我们做了这些，我们就可以来看到十一节。
The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. And you should be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water does not fail.
耶和华必时常引导你在干旱之地，使你心满意足，又使你骨头强壮。你必如有水浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。
So if we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will be like a spring of living water that never fails.
So 我们如果顺从圣灵的引导，我们就会像这个水流不绝的泉源，并且不会失脚。
Because Jesus is the fountain, is the source of living water that never fails.
因为耶稣就是这个永不失落的泉源。
Yeah, His water flowing through us.
他的水流进我们心里。
So.Our fountain is also never fail.
所以我们的这个泉源也不会失落。
Yeah, so that's why Jesus said to those people, whoever believe in me, will from his innermost being will flow the rivers of living water.
那这是为什么耶稣告诉这些人说，凡信我的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。
So that's about my sharing tonight.
那这是我今晚的分享。
I would like to remind our brother and sister.
那希望来提醒各位弟兄姐妹。
Do you see the prophecy fulfilled on earth?
有没有看到这个预言应验在我们身上呢？
Yes, it does.
已经应验了。
Yeah, so the Bible is true.
所以圣经是真实的。
Okay, here I made the conclusion tonight.
那我们最后来做今晚的结论。
First point, Jesus is the living water. He alone satisfies our spiritual thirst and pours out His Spirit and eternal life.
第一点，耶稣是活水，解人心灵的渴，赐下圣灵与永生。
And through tonight's passage, we can see that He is the Word made flesh, dwell among us. He is the true temple.
所以从今晚的经文当中，我们也知道，耶稣就是道成肉身，并且亲自住在我们里面的。
And by united with Jesus through baptism, we are also the new temple.
并且在洗礼与主联合，我们就能成为这一个真正的圣殿。
His living water flows through us.
这个活水流进我们心中。
To the world.
再到世界。
And the last point is only Jesus can truly satisfy our heart and light our way.
那唯有耶稣能够满足人心灵的渴，并且照亮生命的路。
He is the only and sovereign Savior.
他是唯一的救主。
So, let's encourage each other tonight.
所以我们今晚互相彼此勉励。
Live by the Spirit guidance.
要顺从圣灵的引导。
The to be the sons of God.
那成为神的儿女。
So I conclude the service tonight here.